Beauty Pop, the show that'll keep you in the know about popular Hollywood trends in fashion, fitness, makeup, hair care, and skincare. Keeping it real and coming straight from the heart. Hi there, I'm your host, Melina Gay, and welcome to Beauty Pop.
And welcome to another edition of Beauty Pop. Thank you for joining us today. I'm your host, Melina Gay, and today I have a very special guest, the fabulous and beautiful.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here with you. Always fun.
Thank you so much for taking the time. We are in Shelly's fabulous and gorgeous home. Let me tell you, it is out of control. Absolutely amazing. It's never seen anything like it. Just beautiful taste. And that's her beautiful self and beautiful personality. And I'm going to show you. You're going to get a chance to hear more from her in just a few moments. But right now, we're going to jump right on into the color of the week. So this week's color of the week is orange blossom. Now, the orange blossom is actually white in color with orange dander in the middle of the flower. So most of the time, it looks a little yellow, but it's still a little bit orange. Hence the name, you get it, orange blossom. Now, orange blossom is the waxy white blossom of the orange tree. The orange blossoms bloom in clusters of 1 to 6 during the spring, and as a result, are oranges the following autumn and winter. That lasted oranges are often still on the trees when the new orange blossoms are blooming. Orange blossoms are perfect. They're absolutely perfect. They have 5 petals and sepals. The petals on the orange blossom are linear, and sometimes they curve lengthwise and they're thick. The sepals fuse at the base of the orange blossom to form a small cup. The fragrant orange blossom is used in perfume and has been written about as an aphrodisiac and is the state flower of, what state? Nope, not California. The state flower of Florida.
Mm-hmm.
It's associated with good fortune and has been popular in bridal bouquets and head wreaths for weddings. Orange blossom essence is an important component in the making of perfume. The petals of the orange blossom can also be made into a delicately citrus-scented version of rose water. Orange blossom water, also known as orange flower water, is a common part of both French cuisine and Middle Eastern cuisine. It's most often used in desserts and in baked goods. In the United States, the orange flower water is used to make orange blossom scones and marshmallows. Now, last week we talked about aloe vera. The week before, we talked about honey. So now, did you know that orange blossom honey, which is also citrus honey, is produced by putting the beehive in the citrus grove during the blooming period? That this also pollinates the seeded citrus varieties, and orange blossom honey, and believe it or not, it tastes much like the fruit. So, get your orange blossom on this week, not only in fashion and accessories, but try it even more. And it will not only give you some great vitamin C, it's a wonderful snack alternative to all that chocolate we just enjoyed over this wonderful holiday season, holiday weekend. Now, our next segment is Melina Says. And this week in Melina Says is the week of an eye. Now, we all know about the fine lines that happen as we age, as we just live, those fine lines happen. So today I'm going to tell you how to forestall the appearance of these horrible fine lines around our eyes. I mean, sooner or later, we're going to eventually see those, see ones that were there that we did not see when we were younger, but it's okay. Have no fear. Not only is the skin around your eye, it's very thin and delicate, it's also not as well supplied with the oil gland as the rest of our face and the rest of our body. So in addition to that, our eyes are always very active. So they're in constant motion. They crinkle up when we smile. They are open wide in surprise, like this. They squeeze close to hold back tears. And they serve as protection against the wind. They squint shut in bright light, and it's no wonder that this fragile, relatively dry skin is subject to so much stretching and compressing. One of the first signs to show aging. That's a fact. Just what it is. But okay, also a fact that despite some of these issues with the fine lines, they are self-inflicted. So we don't have to do some of the things that cause it. And I'm going to tell you right now how we can forestall the aging of skin around the eyes no matter what your age is. So, number one, Julie told us a couple of weeks ago about all types of sunglasses that are really in style right now. So, number one, you want to buy a good pair of polarized or anti-ultraviolet series, important, anti-ultraviolet sunglasses, and wear them on sunny days all year round. Squinting like this is a reflex action that's beyond our conscious control, really. And this involuntary bunching up of the muscles around the eyes is a cause of early wrinkling. So wear those sunglasses and you'll be protected from that. That's immediate. You can do that. Number two, don't smoke. Now, we all know the health dangers of smoking, but you want to ignore that. For goodness sake, it messes up the skin around your eyes because swimming through the fumes, it tends to create deeper wrinkles around the eyes at an earlier age. So, next, number three. This is very important. We've all heard people say, oh, do facial exercises, that'll help you. Wrong. Facial exercises, they make things worse. You're like, well, wait, all these people have said it. No, I'm going to tell you now. Now, I'm actually always amazed when these so-called experts tell everyone that they should know better because they do these facial exercises. But no, now it is true that as you age, the muscles get weaker around the skin, but there is absolutely no scientific evidence that states clearly that a facial workout strengthens those muscles and prevents aging or sagging or wrinkles. Au contraire, mon frère. What is really the case is winking and popping your eyes and arching your eyebrows and grimacing and other facial calisthenics. Well, then you accelerate the transformation of those tiny expression lines and make you speed up to become wrinkled because you're doing it more and more and intensely. Don't do facial exercises. Next. Also, avoid unnecessary stretching of the skin by not touching the eye area unless you absolutely have to. So don't do any of this business, you know how you've seen, try to put on the eyeliner. Don't do that because this area is so delicate and so fragile. Just don't touch it. If you must touch it, do it very gently. You want to use a very light tapping or dabbing or blotting motion. But absolutely do not rub your eye. Now, first, another point. Do not use cosmetics so heavy in makeup, so heavy in texture that they may be dragged across your eye area. Don't do that. Products to be used on the eyelids glide on very gracefully and very smoothly. So basically for this reason, many stick type concealers, they're less desirable than creams or liquids because you have to pull your eye. So before you purchase it, you want to test the cream or your pencil on your wrist or eyeshadow. You want to test that on your wrist and make sure that the color glides on smoothly and easily with no tugging whatsoever. Another point, when you have your eye makeup on, what goes on must come off. So when you take your eye makeup off, take it off as gently as you just put it on, okay? Now, you can use a commercial product like Clinique Eye Makeup Takeoff or any major brand, or just use a light oil, like baby oil or vegetable oil from the Terry Pepper. It works just the same. Now, this is a very important note. Because a lot of people with dry skin or oily skin, they get concerned about putting more oil on their face. Like, what is that? Is that going to make me look like a grease monkey or something like that? The answer is no. Because even though the rest of your skin may be very, very oily, the eye area does not produce natural oil. It doesn't have natural oil in it. So you have to put oil on that. So you need to very much so lubricate that eye area. Now, almost every major cosmetic company makes at least one eye cream or gel. And some are meant to be used at bedtime only. Some are meant to be used overnight and during the day under makeup. The best treatment that my grandmother, who is 92, she's a beautiful, beautiful woman, she has been doing this all along. At first, I was like, oh, what is that? But after my research, it actually worked. Not only did my grandmother do it, but some really well-known supermodels and actresses do this too. This is a very easy at-home treatment. Take some Vaseline and dab it under your eyes at night. Mm-hmm. Now, another treatment that a lot of models and actresses use, not only just it reduces the swelling in your eyes and also helps with those fine lines, is Preparation H. Yes, it's the hemorrhoid treatment, but a very simple over-the-counter thing. Just put it under your eyes, and the texture of it, it smooths out those fine lines and wrinkles. Okay? Now, it's a mistake to assume that this annual lubricant or moisturizer is a good substitute for eye cream. You know, some face and hand and body creams, they're not suitable because they're made with ingredients that are relatively safe to use everywhere else on your body, but it might irritate this very sensitive area around your eye. Don't do it. And you say, okay, well, that's the cream. I'll use some thin lotion. That'll work. No, no, no. The thing is different because even with face, hand, and body lotion, poor choices, because essentially the liquids don't stay put unless you do what? What happens when you use lotion? You have to rub. You have to rub and get it to stay in there. And you can't do that around your eye area because that's just going to increase the problem. So at the end of the day, don't do that. Only use eye cream for your eyes. Bottom line, for beautiful eyes, protect your eyes, wear shades, use eye cream day and night, and you will slow down the appearance of those fine lines around your eyes. And that's it for this segment of Molina Says in the Week, Gemini. And you stay tuned, and we'll be right back with more Beauty Talk with Molina again and special guest, Shelly.
Hi, I'm Charles D. Watkins of HavanaWatches.com. Our watches are the highest quality for a great price. HavanaWatches.com offers a range of models, including chronographs, mechanical, silicone plastic, and in tungsten steel. HavanaWatches.com provides stylish features. Our top-to-bottom one-year warranty is one of the best in the industry. All of our models come to you in custom-designed wooden gift boxes. We have both Swiss and international design models. HavanaWatches.com. Fine watches exclusively for you.
And we're back with Beauty Pop. I'm your host, Molina Gay, with special guest, Shelly Hunt. Hey, Billy Smith, are you on the line today?
I am on, Molina. How are you?
Good, Jules. It's nice to have you with us today. Welcome back from your world travel.
Thank you so much. You know, I'm not one to sit still very often, as you know, but I did miss you all while I was gone.
Oh, we missed you too. Julie, let me introduce you to the fabulous Shelly Hunt. This is Shelly Hunt, the wonderful Shelly Hunt, and this is Julie Smith, and she shares what's hot and popping.
I like it.
Hi, Shelly. Very good to meet you.
Nice to meet you too, my dear.
So, Julie, what you got for us for hot and, what's hot and popping?
Well, you know, I'm going to make this one short and sweet, but it's all about, you know, it's quality, not quantity of the information. And what I saw during my travels, because, you know, whether I'm traveling for work or play, I've always got one eye open for a little shopping, right? So one thing that I was really loving that I'm seeing in all the boutiques, all the stores, is something that is age old. We all have it, but there are some new fun ways to wear it, and that is denim. Which is friend to all of us, right? Denim is something that, you know, we've all been wearing, you know, since we were kids. But I was really excited about some of the new things I'm seeing for this year. For example, pencil skirts. Now, I don't know about you all. That's just not something that I wear regularly in a pencil skirt. So I like the idea of combining that sort of function with something that's meant to be more ladylike and girly. And I really like seeing that out there. So if you want to, you know, pump it up a little bit with your denim fashion. You can put that on with, you know, it can be a T-shirt and heels. It can be a T-shirt and, you know, some kind of a platform. Or you can put it on with a very girly, frilly top. There are so many things you can do with denim to dress it way up or to dress it down, and that's what I love about it. Another thing that you might see out there quite a bit lately is something called engineer stripes. And if you're not familiar with that term, think seersucker. It's the same kind of thing. But this is more of it's a white and any shade of the denim itself. Now, for me personally, I have not tried this. I'm a little afraid of it, but I would give it a shot. Now, I saw it in overalls. I saw it in regular jeans. I saw it in jean skirts. Now, I don't know if I'm going to try overalls and engineer stripes. That might be a bit much for me to start, but I can definitely see it in, like, a little mini skirt and a jacket. So that's something you want to keep a lookout for. Again, just to pump up your denim wardrobe. Now, this one, I think you can't go anywhere without seeing the boyfriend jean. Are you familiar with this? Melina, Shelly?
Yes, I know about the boyfriend jeans.
Yes. They're amazing. What I love about the boyfriend jean is comfort. You can be comfortable and fashionable. I mean, yes, please. You know, I'll take three. And what I really love about that same thing, I've seen so many photos in the tabloids of the way different celebrities are wearing these. And again, just because they're jeans doesn't mean you have to be casual. You want to cuff a boyfriend jean and throw some heels on with it, and you've got a more sophisticated but yet still comfortable look. You can throw on a blazer with it and a cute pair of flats. There are just so many options with this. And then the last thing that I wanted to mention that I was seeing that actually gives me a little bit of a chuckle, acid wash. Who remembers that from the 80s?
Oh, my God. It's back?
Yes. And if the smarter ones among us kept their acid wash from the 80s, I did not. So I'll need to go out and revisit. But yeah, it's definitely back. And I have to say, I'm shocked. I didn't think that would ever come back. I loved it. I think I was in junior high school. I loved it then, but it was so long ago, and we haven't really seen that until now, and it's everywhere. So don't be afraid of it. You know, just give it a shot. Rock it, you know?
Wow. I had no idea. Oh, my
yes.
God. Well, I'm going to pretend like I was in elementary school. That's what I'm going to pretend like.
There you go. There you go.
I'm not going to admit to the junior high school. I'm not going to admit that. Wow. Well, thank you so much, Julie. That's great. Thank you for your.
I'm gonna hold you to it, Melina. I want to see some photos, or when I see you next, I want to see one of these trends. I don't just want lip service. I want to see you experimenting.
Okay. Yeah. I'm gonna investigate that jean toe. That's pretty hot.
Yeah.
That is
perfect.
That is one of these fabulous stores that guesses me, whether it's L&L Boutique or one of these stores. I'm gonna go in there and wear it.
There you go.
Text it and put it on the site. How about that?
There we go. That's perfect. And you will rock it.
Thank you so much, Julie. Thank you so much. And I appreciate you. And we'll talk to you next week.
All right. That's perfect. Thanks
okay,
so much.
Hang around with us, because now we're
going to talk absolutely to am.
Shelly Hunt. And Shelly is founder and CEO of Success is by Design, Remake My Life LLC, the Women of Global Change, and multiple other companies. Shelly has shared the stage with some of the top business speakers in the world and is a leading mentor in the Billionaire Adventure Club. She's appeared on national talk and radio shows with audiences in the millions, and she's been mentioned in Forbes.com. She's appeared as a featured host and a speaker in a documentary series entitled Freedom for the Human Potential Network, and Shelly is currently a proud member of the Alliance of Women and Media, which promotes positive progress and change for women, and she sat as a judge for the 2011 nationally televised Gracie Awards. Ladies and gentlemen, please help me to welcome the fabulous Shelly Hunt.
Well, thank you, my dear. It's such a pleasure. You're just so fun.
Oh, thank you.
You are. It's your energy, your everything. It's so fun.
Oh, thank you. That's such a compliment.
I love it.
That.
And I learned about my eyes today. Okay, I was taking notes about my eyes.
Oh.
I have to say that.
Oh, good.
Oh, yeah.
Well, your eyes are beautiful.
I know, but I appreciate, you know, the wrinkles and the, you know.
Yeah.
The knowledge.
Yeah, we got to look out for each other.
Yeah, it's knowledge. It is absolutely knowing. I mean, like, who would know how you sleep or how you are or how you touch and all that. I thought it was brilliant.
Oh,
loved
you.
It. Absolutely. Thank you.
You're welcome. I'm so glad that everyone learned. Because actually, doing the research, I learned, too.
Absolutely.
Now, I mean, you are such a phenomenal and fabulous. Look. You're absolutely gorgeous, Shelly. Absolutely gorgeous. I mean, you don't need any beauty tips or makeup tips, but what I found out,
I'll take them.
What I just found out recently, before we jump into those other questions, is you were in a car accident a little while ago.
I was in a car accident the end of last year, actually. I'm coming into this year. It's been a long time recouping, but I literally... somebody hit my Mercedes and totaled out my Mercedes and tin canned me. And, the whole left side of my face, almost the whole left side of my face, was black. Black and blue and turned black. And people wouldn't even look at me.
Really?
You know, who did the model in the fat suit? Do you know what I'm talking
about?
Right?
Yeah.
That's how I felt. Because when I went out, I'm pretty, you know, a people person.
Right,
you know, I'm
right.
pretty outgoing and I'm pretty, you know, non-threatening.
Yeah.
People talk to me all the time. and nobody would talk to me. People wouldn't even look at me. I'd go into a store, and if I handed them money, they'd go at the, and they'd just put their head down and take the money. They would look at me for a quick second, and their heads would turn.
Oh, my God.
And it was probably a couple months into it where a woman actually reached out her hand and said, are you okay? I said, you know, thank you so much for asking me that.
Right.
And she goes, what happened to you? I said, I was in a car accident. She said, you look like somebody beat you up. I said, I know. Everybody thinks that. That's why nobody's looking at me. So it was a really reflective time for me to be able to see what women that are in that situation go through and how people turn their heads and how people don't want to engage. And it was just It was very aware. Just a lot of awareness that came in around that.
Now, did that change your perception of beauty in and of itself? Did that change you in any way?
No, you know what? It was really funny. You know, I've always believed that beauty comes from the inside.
Yeah.
You know, because it doesn't matter if I'm a little heavier or I'm a little lighter or whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my hair's, you know, mahogany, my hair's blonde,
mm-hmm.
it's platinum, it doesn't matter. It's how I feel on the inside.
Exactly.
You know, and I learned that a long time ago. It's all about how I was on the inside. But it was very interesting to watch other people's perceptions. And I could have let that affect me.
Yeah.
If, you know, I didn't have that self-grounding,
yeah.
It could have affected me.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Oh, my gosh, that must have been horrible. Well, you made a tremendous comeback.
Thank you.
And welcome back to you.
I got to tell you, D3, my daughter's laying in my bed with me. She wants to make sure, you know, I'm okay and I'm out of the hospital now. And I look in the mirror and I just started losing. I started laughing.
Oh.
Some people would start crying. I just started laughing. And I went, well, it's right before Halloween. I guess I don't need any makeup. So it's how we are with it.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that it's so important to self-ground.
It is.
And the things that we do for ourselves. Like so many times we as women seek, and because of certain media and
mm-hmm.
certain things that are out there, mm-hmm. we seek the outside recognition.
Yeah.
That we're enough or that we're lovable or that we're beautiful or whatever it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Or that we're showing up, you know, whatever. And I found a long time ago, and, you know, my daughter's 16, and so I worked with her on this,
mm-hmm.
and she was younger, too. I wish everybody would work with their young girls on this.
Yeah.
But it was really, what is it inside yourself that you value?
Yes.
You know, and we like to think we're superwomen, and we're not. There are certain things I do great,
mm-hmm.
and there are certain things I don't do so great.
I'm with you.
And you know what? We're all like that.
Exactly.
You know, you're not going to be a 10 in every area,
no.
but... You know what? If I can acknowledge, because so many times we look at what we don't do right.
Right.
And then we're kind of like, we spend all this time and all this energy instead of what do we like right?
Exactly.
I remember somebody said to me one time, I said, you know, I don't like my butt, because we all have something. Right? I'm like, my butt's too big, right? At that period of my life, I was like, my butt is too big. And I was having a total issue with my butt. Like, put on a bathing suit, right? As women, we all go through that.
Right, oh, yeah.
I don't care what anybody says.
Oh, yeah.
I don't care how skinny you are. I don't care how big you are, how tall,
right.
how short. Right? You put on a bathing suit, you stand in that mirror, your mind starts going,
exactly.
right?
Exactly. Looking for the cellulite lumps.
Oh,
you're
my gosh.
Butt. You're looking
whatever it is. I don't care what age you are.
Exactly.
I don't care what age you are. We go through it, right?
Yes, we do.
And then we're holding on it. My butt's too big. Oh, my gosh. My butt's too big, right? And then it's just growing as we're looking at it.
Right.
It just seems like it, right? And so one day I did that, and I was in this changing room, and I went, I'm not going here. I'm done going here. You know what?
Mm-hmm.
I like my toes. I like my ankles.
And there it is.
I like my calves.
Yep.
I like my fingers.
Yep.
I like my eyes so they can see. I like my – and I literally went through all of the parts of my body that I liked.
Wonderful.
And I found out that the scales went like this, and I was like, wait a minute here. You know, what am I accepting about myself, and what am I spending my time concentrating on?
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Of how I'm being. So,
mm-hmm.
you know,
wow.
that helps a lot, especially, I'm telling you, this whole, I mean, when you're this part of your face, and, you know, I do a lot of stuff out there in the world,
yeah.
You know, in a lot of events, and I had to pull back from a lot, and I was like, I can do it, and people are looking at me going, no, it's okay.
Oh, no, they said that.
oh, yeah. And they're like, oh, no, no, no.
Oh,
you
no.
know, I'm supposed to do the National Women's Political Caucus and all these things. And I'm like, but I can do it. I can do it. And they're like, not looking like that.
Oh, my
you know,
God.
So it's interesting.
Yeah.
It's very interesting. Oh. You know, and I think that self-grounding.
It is.
And it makes a difference how we approach relationships, how we approach partnerships, how we approach, you know, just everything, even our careers.
It is.
You know, and it's all seated inside ourselves.
It is. It starts from within. And I think that's an absolute wonderful, wonderful exercise that you did. And, I mean, for everyone out there, we always have those issues. It's so wonderful. Start with the things that you like. Forget about the tire around the waist and forget about the
absolutely.
When I was heavier, I had
and you
so
thin.
Like,
all right,
like,
I get
like,
it. It's about my butt. I get it. Now I need to take the rest of the list into consideration.
Exactly. Focus on the good and take away the bad and focus on the good. That's such good advice. That is
thank
such
you.
Good advice.
Thank you.
Thank
it
you.
Was personal advice.
Well, thank you. You took it in for yourself. It's a lot
it was.
Do, and it worked.
It did. I had to do something.
Well, you certainly overcame that. Well, now you are back to you, and
yes.
you are fabulous.
Thank you.
Now you don't have to go through all of that. What do I like to hear? You have to love you for who, all of who you are.
That's correct.
All of it.
Absolutely.
Now, what you do with women and children is so absolutely amazing.
Thank you.
That you with your you have such amazing organizations. What was, I have so many questions at the same time.
It's okay.
What was your impetus for deciding to take that step to empower women and to show them not only, because what you do, you teach them motivational transform them not only for that moment, but you make it so that it is an ongoing type of thing. So how, what made you decide to do that and what are the how-tos?
It was really funny. I was a trauma therapist by trade years ago. I was working with, I had gone through rape crisis myself, and I had decided that I wanted to go out and I wanted to help women and children that were in the crux of trauma so that it didn't affect them for the rest of their lives, that they could go on and live happy and healthy and fulfilling lives. So, you know, I got into that, and then I would go on vacation. While I was doing that, I had a private practice, and I would go on vacation every year. And when I went on vacation, I would look at whether I was in Fiji or wherever I was. I'd say, where's a close-by orphanage?
Ooh.
And I would go to orphanages or I would go to different places. You know, I grew up in Boston under a house in Boston, Massachusetts, and somebody reached out their hand to me, and I've always felt like I should do that. You know, it's part of my calling, part of my God's purpose for being here. And so I did it. I just would do it on vacation. And then pretty soon, friends would go, I want to go with you. And I'd be like, that's great. You know, if we were vacationing together and you're like, well, what are you doing today? People would go, I'm going with, or tomorrow.
Oh, right.
I'm windsurfing. I'm doing this.
Right.
Thing. What are you doing? I'm going to the orphanage. And everyone was like, the next morning I would get up and I go to the taxi. And then everybody would be like by the car. And I'm like, I guess we need two taxis. Are you all coming? You know, and so it started out that way. And then I did a lot of work. I'd go into a lot of homeless shelters in Skid Row and across the country and just donate my services and just work with people. And then I formed the Women of Global Change because I started, as I was traveling, being a business strategist in these third world countries, I just started seeing a need with women and children. And one thing I know that I love, I mean, I love men. I do love men. I am not, I'm not a feminist. They go again when I say that. I'm a feminine. And they're like, well, what does that mean, right? Because I do. I love men. However, I know that it's a time right now for women's leadership here in the world. And you take a woman, and she will fight on the front lines, just like a man, sometimes even more cunning. However, she always does it with the heart of humanity. And I think that right now, that's what this planet needs, is I think this planet needs women's leadership coming forth in all different areas so that we can do it with, even though we can draw a strong line, but with a kind heart. And, you know, so, I mean, that's kind of what, I never went to get into women's empowerment. I never went to be a woman's advocate. It's just where I was placed. It's where God placed me or something, you know, because it came at me in all these different directions. just because I started stepping into seeing the need and what led to me to what's next,
mm-hmm.
I guess.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Wow, that is, well, the next time you go to an orphanage, I want to go too.
Well, good, because you're coming with me for the Women of Global Change. You don't even know it yet. You're, I'm telling you, February, we're gone.
All right, sounds
we're
good
gone.
To me.
Yeah.
Sounds good to me. I'm there. I'm there. Oh, you're so fantastic, so phenomenal. My next question, Julie, did you have a question for Shelley?
You know, I think at the end, I want to have some things that, as Shelley's talking, I'm thinking about some things that I was involved in Kentucky before I moved to L.A., and my wheels are turning here as you speak, Shelley, just about how similar and just the different people that I would love to put you in contact with. I don't know what it looks like, but I see connectors here, you know? So when you're finished, I think I'll have some more questions for you.
Awesome. And, you know, that's how it always works.
Yeah.
That's how we're led together, and that's how it just, you know, it's divine intervention. There is no coincidence.
No. Nope.
So
yeah.
I appreciate that. Absolutely.
I have one last question for you, Shelley.
Yes.
What is the most beautiful experience that you've just shared a few right here already with the orphanage and, oh, my gosh. But what is the most beautiful experience that you'd like to share here on Beauty Pop that you have had not only in your life, but in your career and in your life?
Well,
aside from your daughter.
It's kind of, you know.
Yeah, because she's so beautiful.
I do a lot of work for other people, and I always think that, you know, my God's gift to me was my daughter.
Yeah.
But I think it all accumulates when, I'm trying not to get teary-eyed, but it all accumulates when I'm in those schools or when I'm in those third and fourth world countries, and whether I'm passing out medical supplies or I'm seeing children play on a swing set in a country that it's the first swing set in the entire country. And that's when, you know, someone said to me, well, you need to put a plaque on every wall. I said, anything about a plaque. Let me tell you something. If a child can learn hope, because children go beyond language, and they go beyond borders, and they're just human beings, and there's such a beauty with it. And to see a mother, you know, who's feeding their child on a cup of rice and beans a day, and we build an infant care unit center so babies don't have to nurse off a mom that has AIDS, and to know that there's a chance of hope. That's why I do what I do. That's why I do everything I do, really honestly.
Well, that is...
And it's a very humbling, it's humbling to me to be able to serve and do that work. It's an honor.
I'm speechless.
I told you you're coming with me.
Yeah, and I'm there. I am absolutely there.
I'm dragging you with me, and we're gonna live stream this whole thing all across the world.
Let's do it. Let's do it. More people need to see it and experience it. I've done some similar things myself here in LA, just going down to Skid Row.
Well, it's here too. It's
and
here
feeding
too.
The homeless.
I've taken women out of Skid Row here in LA. I've done work in Harlem. You know, I've been, as a matter of fact, who called me the other day, nobody knows this yet, I haven't even told Eric, was the show that's on CNN, Chicagoland.
Mm.
And they said, would you bring the Women of Global Change? And, you know, there's always a calling.
Yeah.
And there's never a coincidence.
No.
You know, and I every day, and sometimes more than once a day, I say, please, Lord, let me hear the voice and let me respond with less lag time. You know, and that's how I operate. People go, why are you going to, you know, St. Kitts? Why are you going to Fiji? Why are you going to Africa? Why are you going to Egypt? Why are you going to these places? Because I hear the voice, and I'm responding with less lag time.
Yes. Oh, my gosh, that is beautiful.
Thank you.
That's beautiful.
I'm going to borrow.
You can.
I'm going to borrow that.
Absolutely.
Yes, yes, Julie?
Oh, I'm sorry. Can you all hear me okay?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay. Shelley, I wonder, as you speak, I mean, you've got my utmost respect, because what's going through my head is, a lot of times when people have the means, and by means that I mean it could be money, it could be time, it could mean anything, to be able to make the kinds of the kind of impact that you have and do these things. You know, like you were talking about vacation in Fiji. Well, there are a lot of people that if they're able to vacation in Fiji, the last thing in their mind is helping other people. You know, it's kind of a, you know, it's a self-indulgent society we live in. So I know that so many people hear that story and think, well, you know, I'm not vacationing here and there. How would I ever get to these places where there is a need, or I don't have money? There's so many people that would like to do something, or they hear these stories, but they just don't know what they can do. They don't understand how they can make a difference. They just think,
right,
there is no way. What would you say to people?
I would say, you know, this is one of the things with the Women of Global Change is our membership is free, okay? And we do that for a reason, because when like-minded individuals get together, it doesn't matter if it's in your home, if it's in your church, if it's in the neighborhood, if it's in the local community center. You know, I mean, one of the things I used to do, and I still do it, is on the holiday, you know, when I didn't have a lot of money and Cheyenne was very, very small, if I go get 3 cans of pie filling to make a pie, I'd get 3 more cans and I'd hand it to somebody standing on the corner. Really, honestly, it's very small gestures to make a difference out there in the world. Because, if, you know, I consider what I do to be a couple drops in a bucket. But when it takes all of us together, and especially women, you know, women in the United States right now, I mean, we're well over 55% of the workforce. So we're the ones actually making the money, even if it's blue collar. And we usually control or run 80% of the consumership, even in the U.S. So that's a lot that we have to be able to reach out to our community. Go mentor a young girl. That doesn't cost you anything. You mentor a son. Mentor a young boy. You know, and it's really being there in the community or in our families and connecting with another human being. And it can look all different ways. It doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. Connecting with another.
Absolutely.
Way. That's it.
Because
mm-hmm. Each one, there's a saying, each one teach one.
Yeah.
And we just help each other and help each other and help each other grow and learn and develop and be the best that we can be.
Yeah, absolutely. And
that's so beautiful.
Thank
you so much, Alex.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. A million times thank you for sharing your insights.
You almost got me all teary-eyed.
You did it, actually. You got me teary-eyed.
Now I'm going to get wrinkled.
Oh, my goodness. I need the preparation.
I know. Where's that olive oil?
Right, exactly.
Oh, I sleep on my back tonight.
Sleep on your back. Well, thank you so much for joining us here on Beauty Pop.
Thank you. My pleasure.
Fabulous, fabulous guest.
My pleasure.
We have just a few more items of business. We have the quote of the week. And this week's quote of the week is, being beautiful is about waking up every day. In a world that tells you that you're not pretty enough, not smart enough, not good enough, or you're too pretty, too good, too smart, but you still keep doing everything you can to hold your head up high and keep being yourself. Life is a struggle. And making it through those struggles, well, my friends, that's what makes you beautiful. We have a special announcement, 2 special announcements. I'd like to announce that on this coming Sunday, April 27th, the Foothill AIDS Foundation will be having their 13th annual celebrity bowling event, which I will be participating with, along with 39 other of your favorite well-known celebrities. And it is to benefit, as I said, the Foothill AIDS Foundation. It's going to be at Deer Park Lanes in Rancho Cucamonga from 12 to 3. If you'd like to come on out and join us for some great, great fun, great bowling, and for a really, really good cause. It benefits the Foothill AIDS Foundation, which helps women and children and all families battling with the horrible, horrible AIDS. The second announcement is the Upchurch. As we had Reverend Bella Reese on our show last week, she asked me to remind everyone that on May 18th, the fabulous actress, Ms. Roma Downey, will be attending the Upchurch, and she'll be talking about her experiences on not only the wonderful Emmy-winning show Touched by an Angel, but her personal experiences, and about how living the dream, living the life, and her life as proof of truth. of what works and what we're here to do and following that calling, as Shelley has shared with us. So with that, I want to thank you all for tuning in today. Thank you so much. And we'll see you again next week, same time, same place, on Beauty Pop. And remember, there is no one way to be beautiful. Just be beautiful. Take care.
Hey, everyone.
How cute are you?